Parliament. And the rules run to the Wambok, the National Assembly rules, allows us that within 5 working days of the announcement of the members serving in that portfolio committee, we need to elect a chairperson. Therefore, honourable members, I see we have quite a number of members. If I may just explain, there are 11 members allocated to this committee. One member from the AIC is an alternate member. In terms of the procedure now, only those members who are full-time members to this committee will have an opportunity to take part in the election process. If we need to vote, only those members will be able to take part. And I would request that when members give a nomination, they also state their names for record purposes. Thank you very much. Can I call for a nomination of a person that the committee would want to be a chairperson? Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Good morning. My name is Freddy Adams, and I nominate Honourable Benedict Martins as chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Adams, for the nomination. Do we have a seconder for the name of Mr. Adams? Thank you, ma'am.
With me. My name is Patricia Adams, and I second the move of the Honourable Freddy Adams.
Thank you, Ms. Adams. Honourable Martin, do you accept the nomination, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any further nominations? We do not have. Thank you very much. Mr. Martin, I would then invite you to come take the meeting, and congratulations.
Good morning, honourable members, and good morning, committee staff, and all others. We have the responsibility of assisting us in carrying out our functions and work. I would like to thank you for having entrusted me with the responsibility of being the chairperson of this portfolio committee. Our agenda for today was simply what we have just gone through. The election of the chairperson. Hereafter, we'll meet with the work of the portfolio committee and the committee staff, content advisors, all the relevant officials in order to plan the work of the committee and advise members accordingly. What I would, however, request for the members of the committees for us just to do a round of introductions so that we don't take it for granted that we know each other. If I may start with myself, my name is Tikwawe Ben Martins, and I'm a member of the ANC. So if you could kindly just go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Mahlubanzima Jabta, a member of the African Independent Congress, who is an alternate member here in this committee.
I am Mncedisi Philtane from the UDM.
Thank you. I'm Primrose Sondi from ESS.
I'm Fungile Mkulu from the ANC.
Simbuwe Beba from the ANC. Matulara Coleman from the ANC.
I'm James Musango from the Democratic Alliance.
I'm Kenneth Mubu from the DA.
Freddie Adams from the ANC.
Good morning, members. My name is Lindwe Mjoba from the ANC.
I am Patricia Adams from the ANC, not related to Comrade Freddie.
I'm Pumzile Wenya Mabila from the ANC.
And Ngingutseliwe Madloka from the African National Congress.
Could you just introduce yourselves as well, please?
I'm Buleko Maweni from PMG.
Could you tell us what the PMG is? Parliamentary Monitoring.
Parliamentary Monitoring Group, where we go to the committee meeting and we record and write to the website about what happened.
Thank you.
My name is Tim Barlow from Parliament Communication Services.
Thank you.
My name is Faith Kwanza from Parliamentary Communication Services, the Ottawa Media and Communication Services to the Congress.
I'm Kadicha Oplin, the Deputy Secretary of the Chair Services.
May Stephanie, the Parliamentary Researcher for the Portfolio Committee on Public Works, and I offer research for all members of the committee.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Mostole Ibeko. I'm the committee officer for the Committee of Public Works.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shoei Ibeko, content advisor to the committee.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Harriet Webb from Committee Section.
Thank you very much for the round of introductions. Now we can start putting names to faces and know who's in the room and know who has what responsibility, how we are going to interact with each other. May I just have a few cursory remarks directed to members of Parliament in the main. Obviously, when we meet at this level, first and foremost, we are members of Parliament elected by our respective political parties. But when committees meet in plenary, first and foremost, our joint responsibility is to all the people of this country. So that's the responsibility that we have. In carrying out the work of this portfolio committee, Public Works, that's the primary responsibility that we have. What do we do to act in the best interest of all our people? So I just want to us to level there. So when we meet here, nobody, I as a chairperson, let me not say nobody, I do not doubt the bona fides of anyone. When we are here, you are public representatives, you are chosen by the people, nobody is doing anybody a favor. So let's get that clear. So our responsibility here is to act in the best interest of all our people. Having said that, let me share an open secret. A number of years ago, about 10, 15 or so years ago, I had the privilege and responsibility of chairing the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. But in the public mind, Home Affairs was not known as Home Affairs. It was called Horror Affairs. That's the reputation that the department had. If you spoke about chaos, if people spoke about long waiting hours, dysfunctionality, it was associated with the Department of Home Affairs. At that stage, the Minister of Home Affairs was Mrs. Nkosazana Zuma. And the Deputy Minister was Mr. Kigaba. And I was the chair. So we were confronted with this challenge. How do we turn around this portfolio committee? How do we turn around the department, the image? And in doing so, we had to work together
the Minister, Deputy Minister, Chairperson, and members of the Portfolio Committee. We had to go throughout the country, visit the offices, see for ourselves in loco. What's the status? Why does this department have this terrible reputation? And then from then on, we were able to start turning the department at the functions of Home Affairs. The previous minister, like Minister Nagula, they'd also started, but we built on the work that they'd started. And slowly the image of Home Affairs changed. Today, when you speak about Home Affairs, the image that people have is that of efficiency. You apply for a passport, you apply for an ID document, on the day there's order as to how you queue, and within a day or two, there's a tracking system, they tell you where they are with your application. That's the general view that we have of Home Affairs today. But that was not the view of Home Affairs. Now let me come back to the open secret that I spoke about. The reputation of public works is not a good one if we speak about public image. All the negatives come to the fore. Whether you speak to members about the allocation of housing, allocation of officers, all those issues are negatives. So at this level, members of parliament, you have the responsibility, you are members of this portfolio committee. We ourselves cannot complain like the general members of parliament, the general public of Home Affairs, of public works rather. It's our responsibility to diagnose what the challenge is and what are we going to do as a collective to turn around this department. So I'm merely saying that that's the challenge that all of us face. And the people around the room to support us in turning around this image of this department portfolio committee. So we'll also be working in conjunction, obviously, with our equivalent in the National Council of Provinces. But this is the remit of the challenge that we have, to turn around the image of public works so that when people speak about public works, they also speak about excellence. So whilst we are here, I would like to believe that each and every one of us would like to contribute to turning around this department. Those are my cursory remarks that I just wanted to make, good folks. So perhaps if there are some people who would make a few remarks, then we can conclude the business for the day. Thank you. Members, anyone would like to make a remark? Yes, sir, say it. You?
Thanks for the opportunity, Chair. Yeah, I one cannot agree more with you. We fully appreciate the serious responsibility that we carry, which is to take care of the second most important assets of the state, understanding that the most important asset in any institution is your humans, the warm bodies. Now, all of these assets, we have got the responsibility of making sure that they are taken care of, that they are built at the right price, in the right location, to serve the interests of the nation. Without us doing our work efficiently and in time, people, even the Department of Human Settlements, will not be able to move. So we hope that we can come out with pure policies and make sure that our executive, perform as is expected by the populace. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I do also appreciate your comments, your first comments on the work of the committee. I think, yes, it's our responsibility as members of Parliament to articulate the wishes of our the people that voted us into Parliament. But we also have a responsibility to play oversight on the department itself. And I like what you said about not carrying any favors on anyone, but being critics that also recommend alternatives. And so we hope that, like you said, the image of this department will turn around, because as it is now, like you say, it's a shambles. And some of us, when we were appointed to this committee, our colleagues were calling us members of the Kandla committee, which is not very nice. So I think that we've got a very important role to play oversight over the department, and to provide critical alternatives to how the department should be run. So I'm glad to be part of that committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Enige verdere kommentaar? Gona le mongwe ntse a batle go bua? Khulumani Bakithi. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. First, I have to introduce myself because I was not here. My name is Keta Mabala Sithole.
Your party, please.
I'm from IFP.
Thank you, sir.
First of all, I must congratulate the Chairperson. I hope that the Chairperson will be above the political atmosphere. He will serve us equally as members of this portfolio committee. And I will request if we can put aside our political affiliation, our political ideology, in order to take this committee further. I think working together, we'll do our best for this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, sir. My problem is I'm very gender sensitive. I've not heard a sweet female voice before we conclude this meeting. Thank you.
My name is Patricia Adams and I'm from the ANC. I'd just like to congratulate the Chairperson on his position that he has now. And as you rightly said, Chairperson, this is a department in Toma. And we as committee have a very important task, and I'm sure with your leadership we will try to maintain the department to take all the people of South Africa forward as we promised them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, good folks. I'm told by the very powerful lady next to me on my left that there's a form that we all have to fill in. It caters for our name and contact details that will make our work much easier. She will distribute the forms to each and every one of us. So if we could kindly fill in and return it to your good self as soon as possible. I think this is the end of our agenda. I would like to thank all of you who have been present. So after this, I'll request the committee support staff and the whip to remain behind so that we chart the way forward. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned. Madam, yes, please.
The document is about corner.
ngiyacinga sibatsha apha safika futhi ke ndicela ne interpreter iba kufunelekile ngoba kaloku asifani singabantu njengoba ndilapha njena ndizosebenza so akuzundinceda nto into yokubana ndizixelele uba ndivile kanti andivanga ndizova phaa naphaa but ndingeva kakuhle angeke sifani singabantu sendilapha kuye kwanyanzeleka ukuba mandibe lapha phakathi kwenu so ndicela intsebenziswano ye-interpreter ndiyacela ukwenzela ukuba nam ndikwazi ukuthi xa ndiphuma apha ndikwazi uphuma neripoti ndihambe neripoti and then nam if kune-input endifuna ukuyiveza ndikwazi ukuyiveza ndikhululekile sisicelo sam eso.
Good folks, so this is the end of our meeting. We adjourn at this stage so that others who have to go to other portfolio committees and assist in a similar manner are able to do so. Thank you very much. Siyabonga, re a leboga. Bye, thank you.